Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Amen. We just bless God for being God on this evening. We thank God for the people here at the Blog Talk Radio Station for allowing us to be here. Amen. That's a privilege and an honor. And we just thank God for God being God all by himself. I will be your speaker on tonight. Amen. Prophet Gabrielle Bonner. And so we thank God for our ministry, Eagles Wings Ministries International. We are a church with and without walls, non-denominational, and we bless God for our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Amen. And each and every Eagle, amen, whether you're a member or partner, thank you for joining us. And every visitor, amen, everyone that is here, whether you're from another ministry, we bless God for you being willing to come in fellowship and gather with us on tonight and let the Lord order your footsteps. And so let's get started with some prayer before we go forward. Amen. Father God, on tonight, we just bless you for what's about to happen. We give you the glory and praise, Father God, for establishing yourself on tonight. And so tonight, Lord, we bind up any satanic strategies, tactics, or schemes, or wiles of Satan, task and assignment. We command them to be rendered null and void. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. This service belongs to the Lord. This radio station and every electronic belongs unto the Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus against your tactics in Jesus' name. And we say that no weapon formed against this service on tonight or the radio station or any electronic shall prosper in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we bring the atmosphere subject. Anyone around us, we command their spirit to be brought subject to your power and your glory in this atmosphere. And we ask you, Lord, to crucify our flesh and give us understanding tonight. Build us up tonight, Lord. Uplift us tonight. Encourage us, Lord. Inspire us. Fill us with your joy, Lord. And Father God, if we don't have any faith, thank you on tonight that a faith is going to be established within us. And Father God, for those that already operate in faith, our faith shall grow tonight according to our faith. Hallelujah. According to the power that worketh within us. And so, Lord, I surrender all. I decrease, I yield unto you totally and completely, Lord. I give you permission to have your will and your way in and through me, that they will only hear your voice, your sound, what you have to say, not what I would have to say. And so, Lord, I ask you to increase in my life like never before. Use me for your glory. I am willing. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We bless God for you all again. Hallelujah. I will be your speaker on tonight, Prophet Gabrielle Bonner. Amen. And if you know someone who's bored tonight, or you know around this time that usually the enemy is trying to get them caught up in some sins, whatever kind of sin it is, sin is sin. Hallelujah. Intercept that tonight and encourage them and persuade them, amen, to get on here and join us. The number is 347-945-5416. Amen. And again, if you have any prayer requests, let's be selfless. Don't forget others first and then yourself. Amen. And if you have a question you want to ask, ask away. We're transparent. If you have a comment you want to ask, just dial the number 1 and we'll answer you right away. Amen. Praise God. So, amen, tonight let's talk about it. You know, I like to have fun with the word, amen, be transparent, as Apostle Paul said, because that's a wise person when you can learn to be transparent. Glory be to God. And so tonight we come to you tonight to build you up in your faith. And guess what? If you're having a struggling time believing because of past letdowns or discouragements or disappointments, we come to get you some faith going. Amen. Because it doesn't matter how much faith you have. The question is, are you willing to even have faith? Are you willing to believe and trust? Amen. In God, not in man, not in riches or wealth, not in material things, not in things, period. But are you willing to trust in someone who is perfect to use imperfect human beings? You'll catch that in a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just welcome the presence of the Lord here. We welcome you, Lord, Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ. Have your way, God. So tonight what we want to talk about to you all, to lift you up and encourage you as you allow it. If you want it, guess what? It's here, is yours for the taking. If you want more faith, or you want to start growing and have some faith, it's yours for the taking on tonight. Tonight can be your night to take off in faith. Amen. Tonight can be your night to get your weight up in your faith. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk to you about according to your faith, with bold letters, capital letters for that faith word, unto you. Catch that by your spirit. Faith and it, I have in bold letters. Whatever your it is, You know what your it is. It can be your bank account. Your it can be your bank account. Your it can be your credit score. Your it can be your criminal record. Your it can be, you know, anything, poverty, whatever it is. Whatever you need, whatever it is that you need the Lord to do, God is saying, according to your faith. He's speaking to you again. He's been speaking to you throughout the week about this, and he's speaking to you tonight because it's right there. You're right there. Hallelujah. But if you do like Lot's wife, and your Sodom and Gomorrah is letdowns and discouragements and disappointments, or look at your family bloodline, your mother and them, and your uncle or your grandma and them, your auntie and them, they all the same. If you look back at that, guess what? You may not make it to right there, your breakthrough. You may not be able to break through, because what happened was when you got to getting ready to the breaking for you to get through, you look back. Hallelujah. As they say, you look back at it. Don't look back at it. Look forward to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help comes from who? The Lord. Your help cannot come from your family members. Your help can't come from your enemies. Your help can't come from somebody in your job. Your help this time is not coming from your neighbor. God is saying he is your help according to your faith, be it unto you. If you listen to that scripture, he did not say according to your bank account. So what, you have a negative, regardless of what man says. Can man meet the need in your life? Can he help you? Can man, meaning human, it's not a gender term for that, amen, but can man do what only God can do concerning your bank account? Amen. Let's talk about it. If you notice, he didn't say according to your credit score. Your credit score don't move God. I know people with a 400 and something for a credit score and still have a house. They got a house. And they have children. Hallelujah. Because of their faith. Because according to their faith, it was unto them. Their it was a house. They needed a house. See, they needed a house. Glory be to God. So, see, God is not moved by your credit score. See, man is moved by natural stuff. God says, I don't move in flesh. I move by the spirit. So, see, God is attracted to your faith. So you want to get God's attention? You want to turn God on and get his attention and make him smile on you? Choose to be like Caleb according to your faith. Get God to smile on you and believe in him completely. Hallelujah. Don't just believe in him concerning the TV, but you won't believe in him for your vehicle. Don't believe in him for the job, but you won't believe in him to heal your body from cancer. Don't believe in him for a haircut, but you won't believe in him for that business contract. Don't believe in him for you to have a fruitful womb, but you won't believe in him for that blueprint or that new church building that you need to put them people in, because you're growing. Hallelujah. Again, it does not say according to your criminal record. God is not moved by your sins that you did in the past. See, God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. And if you have faith, you know that he's like that because you're still here right now. So many times man wanted to do certain things to you or hold it over your head, and Satan wanted to use them to condemn you or cause you shame, guilt, and embarrassment. But God said, I'm not moved by that because I don't operate according to man's law. I move and operate in my law. See, God has his laws, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And man has their laws. Glory be to God. And if truth be told, majority of the man's laws is not in accordance with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're very religious. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power. If you notice, he did not say in this scripture, according to your unemployment. Some of you may have been unemployed for a few months, maybe 6 months. Some of you more than that, a year, maybe 2 years. And you've been desiring to work, whatever the case may be. And you've been applying faith and works with your faith. And still nothing happened. God is saying, I'm not moved by how long you have not been working. Regardless of what people have been calling you and misjudging you, operating as Job's friends. God is saying, I do not move according to your work history. I'm not like man. That's why God said, beloved, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Think like man do. See, that's why so many humans become pawns for Satan, because they're easy to misjudge things before their time. Because, see, their minds haven't been transformed and renewed yet. And so, beloved, if you allow God to transform and renew your mind, you cannot allow others who have yet to let God transform and renew their mind, hallelujah, move you out of your place. If anything, you should be like a bulldozer with your faith and stand your ground respectfully. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if you notice, it does not say according to your part-time or full-time job. God doesn't move by your job and how long you've been there or how long you have not been there. He's not moved by that. He doesn't require you to have a 401k for him to give you a certain amount of finances or for him to relieve you from your duty. That's not how God moves. He's not like man. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. Hallelujah. That's why we have to come up higher in our thinking, because God does not move like humans. Hallelujah. Glory be to God again. If someone is around you and they need the number, it's 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request, you have something you want to say, you want to comment or share that the Lord has given you to share, if you need prayer, amen. If you have a question, just push the number 1. And we'll get to you right away. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so also, hallelujah, the scripture didn't say according to your past. We all have a past. We all have a past. Sin is sin. We all sin on purpose and not knowingly. A lot of us sinned out of ignorance because, if truth be told, we live in a fatherless world, a lot of fatherless nations. And truth be told, we didn't have an actual mother or father. Even if we did come through them and they were our actual parents, they were just being a parent. They did the best they thought they could do, even if it was evil or wrong or perverted. So glory be to God. That doesn't move God. God is still saying, because of what you went through, if you believe in me, I'll show you that I'm God all by myself, and that because of what you went through and how you endured and you still believe in this man you heard about called God, I'll show you how much I love you. I'll reward you for your endurance and that you didn't give up on me, that you still trusted in me because I'm perfect. I know your mother and your father and wasn't, or your grandmother or your auntie who was over you, but guess what? I'm perfect. Let me perfect some things in you. Hallelujah. So see, God doesn't go according to your past. You may have been a person that used to touch on children in a sexual way. God is saying, I've forgiven you too. Hallelujah. You may have murdered somebody. Did you know you can murder somebody not only with your mouth verbally, but also with your body? Hallelujah, by using things and turning them into a weapon physically. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And God is still saying, guess what? I've forgiven you too. You could have been a person that used to be abusive to someone in a relationship or a bondage, as I call it, because love doesn't abuse physically. Not like that, no. Hallelujah. And God is saying, guess what? I've forgiven you too. Hallelujah, because see, God's love is not conditional based on your past. No, it's unconditional. And so God is saying, I'm still saying to you, whether you murdered like Moses did or David did, hallelujah, even if you violated a woman against her will or plenty of women, God said, I still forgive you. He said, it's still according to your faith. If you want to be delivered from being tormented by Satan, guess what? Tonight is your night. He said, according to your faith. Be it unto you. What you did, yes, it was wrong. But God said, tonight you can make it right according to your faith. Be it unto you. God also, in this scripture, he did not say according to your sins. And remember, I was just talking about that. Hallelujah. God is not moved by your sins. It's only one person that does the cowardly thing and will torment you day and night in your sleep, won't let you get rest, torment you in your dreams, causing you to have demonic dreams, making you think that God will never forgive you, he don't love you, and you know who that is, the one who will never get another chance with God if hell froze over, and that's Satan. So Satan wants to beat you over your head with condemnation, make you think it was your fault, you know, good, you're going to be just like your mother, your father, your sister, your grandmother, you know, you're this, you're that. He name calls, wants to tear you down and make you think that God don't love you, he won't forgive you, and that the sin you did was just so horrible, and look how you messed up this child life, and look how you messed up your own daughter life or your son life. Guess what I come to tell you? According to your faith, be it unto you. If you choose to have faith in God and not have faith in what Satan is saying, according to your faith, you shall get your healing and deliverance from that. If you resist Satan with faith in God, he has to flee. He has to flee. You hit him with the word. Hallelujah. Because you can't hit Satan with the word if you ain't been reading and studying it. Glory be to God. So remember, God didn't say according to your sins being unto you. He's saying according to your faith. Hallelujah. He didn't say according to your college degree, because see, college is not for everybody. Degree means, regardless of how long you've been in college, you only have a certain degree of knowledge, intellect, understanding of things concerning your major. That don't mean you just the bomb.com and you know everything. No, you still got a long way to go in life. We all do. So God is not moved by your college degree. You can have 15 of them. He's still saying, where's your faith? Because a lot of people that got college degrees don't even have faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Again, if somebody wants the number, amen, or you're on social media network sites, please give them the numbers, 347-945-5416. Amen. If you have a prayer request or you need prayer yourself, amen, you want to comment or ask a question, amen, feel free to dial the number 1 and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Praise God. Carrying on, we're talking about according to your faith, be it unto you. Because, see, what you need done, you can't, your mother can't have faith for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meaning that, let me break that down, give you understanding. Meaning, people can stand with you in agreement on things. But if somebody else is believing something and you don't believe, we got a situation here, we got to fix that. Because the word of God said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, meaning you have to believe in the perfect God. He's a perfect God. Remember, he's not human. He don't dwell in flesh and blood. Remember that. God is perfect. He's a spirit. He always will be a spirit. Glory be to God. So you have to be mindful of that. Hallelujah. It's just like I give you an analogy. I can see that you may be gorgeous and beautiful as a young lady. But if you don't believe that, if when you look at yourself, all you see is insecurity, low self-esteem, and lack of confidence, or that's what you keep receiving and believing in, guess what? Everything I'm saying to you is going in one ear out the other. It's like hitting a brick wall. It's like hitting dead ground, going nowhere. It's falling on bad ground, because to you, you still believe that you look opposite of what God says. You don't believe that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't believe or have faith that you are made in his likeness and image to have dominion and to subjugate things, meaning take power over them, not allow them to take power over you. Hallelujah. He also did not say according to your intellect. He did not say according to your emotions or according to your feelings. See, God don't move according to our feelings, because if you notice, especially with women, some days we don't know what we're feeling. Some days we wait till the day of to get dressed because we just don't know how we're going to be feeling. Hallelujah. Emotions and feelings can be like waves. They just toss to and fro. This is why you need balance. You have to bring them things balanced. Because when something is off balance, that means you're not even focusing your mindset. That's why God doesn't move according to emotions and feelings. And he did not say according to your opinions either. God doesn't care about opinions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like a brain. Everyone has one. Everybody has an opinion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And guess what? Last but not least, he did not say according to your fears. Fears, abbreviated, is false evidence appearing real. Proverbs 29 and 25, King James Version says, the fear of man bringeth a snare. Did you see that? You heard that? It brings a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. See, this is why you do not need to have fear. You need to go to the Lord and let him build you up concerning that and marinate on faith scriptures. The opposite of fear is faith. Hallelujah. Because what you do is you entangle your own self, a snare. You set your own self up by letting fear seize and grip you. First of all, you should not give fear the permission to come into your life like that. Hallelujah. You have to have the standard. You have to have faith. Glory be to God. That when you begin, when that flesh begins to fear, or them emotions and feelings begin to fear, bring it subject. Cast down thoughts and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Down into captivity to the obedience of the word of God. Shut it down right away before it get downloaded into your heart and seizes your heart, where you won't even do what God said to do. You won't even do what you was planning to do. You won't even follow through. The next scripture, Joshua 1 and 9 Amplified says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, intimidated, For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. So God is saying he commanded us. When you belong to the Lord and you give your life to Jesus Christ and you confess him as lordship of your life, God is saying, hold your head up. Square your shoulders off, eagle, beloved. Hallelujah. Fearfully and wonderfully made. God said, be strong. I didn't create you to be weak. I'm not weak. I'm not no weak God. When I show up for you, I show up strong and I bring it. I bring my A game. I'm on point. I'm strategic. I'm accurate. And even Satan knows it. That's why he gets out the way when I'm coming. He knows the weight that I carry. See, that's the mindset of God. God is not asking no question. When he comes on the scene, Satan already knows what's up. He get his whole crew out the way. They know what's going to happen. Hallelujah. He can't touch that. And he said, and be courageous, meaning you got to get rid of fear because courage is the opposite of fear. Don't be terrified. A lot of people that get terrified a lot, they end up losing their mind. Because that's what happens. When you become fearful, you don't think straight. You'll do anything that comes to your mind first for whatever reason or depending on what's going on in your life. God said, I'm with you wherever you go. See, humans, we can't do that because we're in this flesh. But God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Again, glory be to God. Don't forget, let people know the number, 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request, or you know someone that needs prayer, you have a comment, something the Lord has given you or what you're learning, or you have a question to ask, dial the number one. Amen, and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about according to your faith. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. Jeremiah 1:8, Amplified says, do not be afraid of them. Who is your them? Let's pause right there. Is it your mother? Is it your father? Is it your stepmother? Your stepfather? Is it your sister, your sibling? Is it a spiritual sibling? Is it a spiritual leader? Is it an enemy at the job? Is it somebody in your neighborhood? Is it your neighbor? Is it your spouse, your fiance? Who is it? Is it an animal? What are you afraid of? God is saying, I'm telling you tonight, do not be afraid of them. Some of you are going to have to open up and tell some things or go expose some things. And God is saying, whoever it is, I know in the past they had you terrorized. You was afraid of them because of the spirit that possessed them and was driving them. But he said, today is a new day. Tonight is a new night, new beginning. He said, I'm telling you, do not be afraid of them. What can they do to the God you serve? So God is saying to all of us tonight, do not be afraid of them or their hostile faces. He don't care what demon is making a face through your mother, your father, stepmother, stepbrother, whoever it is. God is saying, I'm telling you, as your God, do not be afraid of them. He said, for I am always with you. He said, I am with you always to protect you and deliver you, says the Lord. God says, I'm giving you my word. He said, I know your people in your life, family members, you name it, teachers done let you down and said one thing and did another. He said, but guess what? I'm not like them. I'm perfect. See, God can say that. God can say he's perfect because he is. So he says, I'm with you. So because I'm telling you to go talk about it, go expose it, go tell the truth, go tell what you saw. Don't be a false witness. Tell the truth regardless. He said, because guess what? I'm already with you. I have your back. I got you covered. You're in better hands than Allstate. He said, I have you covered. I'm protecting you. He said, to protect you and deliver you, meaning there's nothing no demon in hell can do when God is with you, against you. When God is sending you forth to your mother or father or sister or brother to deal with some things or face some things, whether it's from the past or, well, it is the past, even if it was 5 minutes ago. He's saying, don't be afraid of them. What can they do to you? What can they do unto me? See, a lot of things don't happen unless it's allowed by God. Even Satan knows that. Hallelujah. And when you belong to God, God says, I already got you covered. So when I send you and say, let's deal with this, let's talk about it, let's get it out, let's expose it. Hallelujah. I got you. I'm protecting you and I'm going to deliver you, says the Lord. How do you get faith or get your faith weight up? Let's talk about that. How do you get faith or get your faith weight up? Let's go to some scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're not going to play. We're going to help you on tonight. Your new week this week going to be faith-filled. I guarantee it. And you're going to see some manifestations of the miraculous God super up on your natural. You're going to see open doors, closed doors. You're going to feel broken. God's going to break some things in your life. He's going to build. He's going to tear down and rebuild some things. He's going to transform and renew your mind, upgrade your life. Look, he's going to heal and restore some things, even in your marriage or engagement. God's going to do it, even with your family members. Hallelujah, that Satan just thought he can kill, steal, and destroy and wreak havoc in. God is saying, tonight, if you just believe in me, starting on tonight, he said, I'll upgrade you and give you a new beginning. I'll show you some things. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So let's talk about the first one, King James Version. So then faith cometh by hearing. Tonight you are hearing, beloved, and hearing by the word of God. Glory be to God. You are hearing the word of God. So your faith should already done started to grow by now. Just by you hearing God speak through his vessel, you should have already begin to believe in God. Don't believe in me. I'm man. I'm in the flesh. Hallelujah. Man meaning human. Glory be to God. I'm just, look, the deliverer, the messenger, the mouthpiece. But God is speaking to you saying faith comes by hearing. You are hearing me talk to you, so your faith should have already, at least by now, begin to grow from 1% to 5%, 5% to 15%. Your faith should have already started to grow because you are good ground, and God has planted a seed in you. Hallelujah. Let your hope go to faith because faith is the substance. God don't just want you hoping in him because guess what? He doesn't hope that you will be healed. He said, if you believe in me, ain't no hoping about it. I will heal you. I'm going to heal you. God doesn't hope when he do things. He know he's going to do it. Catch that by your spirit. He don't hope in you. He knows who you are. Hallelujah. Again, glory be to God. If you letting others know about this Blog Talk radio station, give them the numbers, 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request for someone or even for yourself, or you want to ask a question, amen, or you have something you want to say and comment, please dial the number one and we'll get to you right away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're talking about according to your faith, be it unto you, whatever your it is. If you just believe in God, not in what you see in the natural, be it unto you. Let's go on. We're talking about how do you get faith? Or get your faith weight up. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. Amplified. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. See, pay attention. Let's break this on down. If you don't have faith, you're already in trouble. So that is why you heard me say not too long ago, by now, I believe by faith that everyone in this service has begun to believe, or your faith weight has already been growing as you're listening to the voice of God. Hallelujah. So God is saying, without faith, it's impossible to even walk with me. That's powerful. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please me, because he said, first of all, I already believe in you, regardless of what you did in the past, regardless of who you slapped, who you fornicated with, or who marriage you broke up, you know, who you abused, who you lied on and was a false witness to, who you robbed from, who you stole from, glory be to God, who you slapped or punched or whatever you did, who you shot. God said, I still believe in you regardless of what you did in your past. He said, because that's the kind of God I am, but I need you also, it's a two-way street. I need you to believe in me because I can't do nothing for you if you don't believe in me. But I always believe in you regardless of what you do, but I need you to believe in me too because I cannot go against my word. You can only see my super up on your natural when you have faith. You can only see the miraculous in your life when you have faith and there's a crisis in your life, but you have to believe in me. So he said, for whoever comes near to God, must necessarily, God said, I'm not just giving you suggestion. He said, I'm telling you what's required. This is not me. He said, I'm not playing. This is necessary for you to do. If you want me to do something on your behalf and you want to see who I am in your life, it's necessary that you believe in me. It's necessary that you have faith in me because I'm not like what you've been through. I'm not like your bank account. I'm not like your credit score. I'm not like what the telephone company says. I'm God, capital G-O-D, that must necessarily believe that God exists. First of all, you have to believe that I exist because there's no way you can wake yourself up. The alarm clock doesn't even do it. The alarm clock can't even operate if I don't allow it to operate. That's just the type of God I am. The alarm clock doesn't wake you up. I'm the one who breathes my spirit in you. If I don't breathe my spirit into you, you're not going to get up. But because I'm a loving God in grace and mercy, I allow you to get up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That he's going to reward you when you seek him. He didn't say he'll reward you for seeking alcohol. No, that's not what he said. He said, I'll reward you for seeking me. I'm not going to reward you for seeking drugs or pornography or lust or seeking gossip or slander or sabotage or seeking a psychic or a tarot card reader or seeking someone else, placing them on my throne. I don't reward that. But if you seek me and my righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Again, glory be to God. If you need to get on in or know someone that wants the number, please have them dial 347-945-5416. And if you have a comment or a question you would like to ask, or you need prayer or someone else needs prayer requests, amen, just dial the number 1 and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Praise God. We're talking about according to your faith, be it unto you. How to get faith or get your faith weighed up. Matthew 21 verse 22, I'm coming from Amplified, says, and whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive. See, when somebody tell me I will get something, that means it's a guarantee. Because before I receive it, guess what's required of me when I come to God? I have to believe before I even ask God. God just showed you the order right there. He said, and whatever you ask for in prayer, believing. He didn't say just pray amiss and you don't even believe in me. Why are you praying to him then? If you don't believe in God, then you should don't pray to him. Because he said, I'm giving you my order, because he's a God of order. So he says, I'm teaching you how to come to me to get what you need. And he said, and when you delight yourself in me, I give you the desires of your heart as an added bonus. But first, concerning what you need, here's how you come to me to get what you need. Make sure you first believe in me, because it makes no sense for you to come to me and you don't even believe in who I am or that I exist. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 1:37 Amplified. It says, for with God nothing is or ever shall be impossible. Catch that by your spirit. Remember that. Emphasis on with God. He didn't say with alcohol. He didn't say with seduction or with Jezebel or with Delilah or with David or with Moses. He didn't say with your spiritual leader. He didn't say with your fiance or your spouse or your wife or your girlfriend. He didn't say that because they cannot be God. But a lot of times us as humans, we put people and things in the place of God, and God will have to shut it down or let some things happen to bring us back to our senses spiritually. But he said, for with God, nothing is impossible, shall be impossible. So you got to remember that, who you're talking to. You're talking to capital G-O-D. You're listening to capital G-O-D, and he's telling you on tonight again. He said, let me remind you who I am. With me, nothing shall be impossible. I don't care what the real estate agent said. He said, I said, with me, bring it to me. Cast your cares upon me, your burdens as well. Cast the situation upon me. He said, because with me, nothing is possible. I don't care what the landlord said. I don't care what the manager or supervisor said about that promotion. I don't care what that job said. I don't care what they said, what your family member said or your exes said or your enemy said. He said, I said with me, nothing is impossible. I'm capital G-O-D. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 1, Amplified. It says, now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Power. Telling you on tonight that you have to believe in him with now faith, meaning don't come to him with 5 years ago faith, because see, things have changed so much from 5 years ago. Do not come to him with 5 months ago faith or 5 days ago faith. No, come to him believing in him now with your now faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, don't just hope in me, because in his word, he doesn't say hope cast a mountain to the sea. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou cast into the sea, and it will cast itself into the sea. He did not say, if you have hope the size of a mustard seed. No, because right here in Hebrews 11:1, God is saying again, now faith. Hallelujah. Now faith. Glory to God. Is the assurance of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen. He said faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses, meaning your faith is not moved by your natural circumstance and situation. It's not moved by that. It's moved by things in the spirit, what it sees in the spirit, what it knows by the spirit of God and who God is. Your faith doesn't move by what's going on in your life in the natural. Not so. Faith doesn't operate like that. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, Amplified. So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God. If you do not know what rhetoric means, let me give you an understanding. I don't mind at all. It's the art of effective or persuasive speaking or writing, especially the use of figures of speech and other compositional techniques, meaning a way to intimidate you. Let's break it on down for you on your level. It's a way where people who know how to eloquently or know how to speak firmly, or they speak in a way with big words and things like that because they did all this studying, or they may have a degree, or, you know, because somebody else taught them this way. So they speak with certain words to try to intimidate you or try to cause you or get you spiritually to open up the door and accept fear, or to be moved by what they're saying, to try to persuade you that, guess what, it just is impossible for you. It just can't be done or won't be done for you because you just don't qualify according to man's law or according to their policies or according to their rules. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I'm not like man, meaning humans. God is saying, don't rest your wisdom on the rhetoric, meaning the persuasiveness, or the art of them being effective in trying to dominate you or intimidate you of men. God says, but let your wisdom rest on the power of God. Hallelujah. What do you know about God? Because, see, you can't know anything about God if you don't spend time with him, if you don't even have a relationship with him. See, the way you spend time with somebody, first you have to establish a relationship. Come on now. So God said, let your faith rest on the power of God, not on the wisdom of rhetoric men who talk persuasively, men meaning humans, whether it's a man or woman, businesses that try to intimidate you by the way they talk and how they do this and all. No, God said, don't rest on that. I don't move in that. All I want you to do is have your faith in the power of who I am, capital G-O-D. Can you do that for me? Hallelujah. Again, glory be to God. If you're getting the number out to people, the number is 347-945-5416. And if you have a prayer request for someone or yourself, you have a question, amen, or you want to comment, we welcome you with love and kindness to do so, and just dial the number 1 and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Okay, praise God. Now we're going on to, we're talking about getting your faith up, or getting your faith weight up. Amen. Hallelujah. So by now you should already be done. Some faith should already be brewing within you and growing. That seed of faith should have already been started and producing. Amen. Glory be to God. Proverbs 3:5-6, Amplified. It said, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Let's break that down. Let's digest that a little bit more, because we know we're all on different spiritual levels. Amen. So let's break it down where everyone can spiritually digest it. First of all, God is saying to you tonight, beloved, trust in and rely only in him. When you rely on him, guess what? He's saying, don't be nervous about trusting in me. I've never failed you and never will. I've never lied to you. So why you won't just trust me confidently? Trust in me like David did when he ran to the front line to slay Goliath. That's how God wants you to trust him. He wants you to trust him like Deborah did when she led the men into battle. She was a warrior. She trusted confidently in the Lord with all her heart. So God is saying to you tonight, whatever it is that Satan is trying to intimidate you or dominate you or control you or manipulate or deceive you or persuade you with his rhetoric, with fear and traumatize you or cause you to allow it to seize your heart and your mind and your rest, God is saying, break that on tonight and choose to trust in and rely confidently in me, capital G-O-D, and not in your bills, not in what the doctor's diagnostic said, not in what happened with your grandmother in the nursery home. Don't rely on that loan. Don't rely on people who said they were going to come through. He said, just trust in and rely confidently on me with, guess what, all your heart. He said, I don't want a corner. I don't want a piece of your heart, all of your heart. And if you need help with that, say, Lord, help me to do that. God said, we have not because we ask not. Asking you shall receive according to your faith. Be it unto you. There's nothing too hard for God. And he said, look, I know there's a lot of intelligent people full of intellect out here in pride and cocky and arrogant and think they know it all and they have yet to even know who I am. He said, also, I'm telling you, do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Because, see, if that's the case, you wouldn't have got yourself in the situation you're into right now. You wouldn't be in where you're at. So you're going to have to make up your mind to either be a fool or be a wise man. Man meaning human. You're going to either choose to rely on me or you're going to keep relying on your own insight and understanding. Because, look, it's not getting you nowhere. You're like a dog chasing his tail, going in circles, getting dizzy, getting nauseated, stressing yourself out. Being concerned about tomorrow, when tomorrow going to take care of his own self. Hallelujah. He said, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize me. Stop recognizing your bills. Stop recognizing your bank account. Stop recognizing your credit score. Stop recognizing that you didn't get that house. That's not the house I have for you anyway. I got a greater house with better benefits. He said, stop recognizing these things. Stop recognizing that you're only getting part-time hours. Stop recognizing stuff. Stop recognizing that your ex is married to somebody else. Stop recognizing that you're still single. Stop magnetizing these things. But I want you to recognize me. Acknowledge me, capital G-O-D, God. I'm above all that. I've already dealt with and taken care of all that. Just trust me. Believe in me. Have faith in me because I have faith in you. I've never doubted you. I created you. And he said, and he will make your path straight. He's saying, look, whatever is out of alignment in your life that's crooked and that's causing you heaviness or burden, I'm going to make it straight. But I just need you to acknowledge me, know some things, know who I am, and recognize me in your life. And it said, removing all obstacles that block your way. What is blocking your way? God says, I'll remove it. I don't care if it's stress. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's an aneurysm or a furuncle. I don't care if it's hives or whatever it is, allergic reaction, allergies, sinuses. I don't care if it's fear, worrying, or anxiety, or schizophrenia, bipolar. God said, I will remove those things. There's nothing for me. I can remove that just with a fingernail. I'm God. Hallelujah. Again, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If someone is asking you for the number here, amen, we want to give you the number. It's 347-945-5416. Amen. And if you have any prayer requests or you have something you would like to say, make a comment or you want to ask a question, amen, feel free to dial the number 1 and we'll get to you right away. Amen. Praise God. We're talking about according to your faith, be it unto you. 2 Corinthians 5:7 Amplified says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises. Who is we? We can be anyone who chooses to believe in God because you have people that's not into ministry because ministry is not for everybody. Hallelujah. Let's be transparent here and tell the truth. Ministry is not for everybody. You have some people that walk by faith and they're not even in ministry, but they walk by faith and not by sight. They believe in God. Glory be to God. So God says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What have you been looking at in the natural through your fleshly eyes? Getting caught in your emotions and feeling some type of way and letting your feelings and emotions just consume you, where you starting to drown in your own natural circumstances situation where you can't even be on post. You're not even on guard. You're not even in your place as an intercessor prayer warrior. You're not where you're supposed to be at to teach Sunday school. You wasn't even in your place for praise and worship to lead worship. You wasn't in your place for the youth ministry. Your leader couldn't count on you to cover them as their armor bearer or adjutant, because you allowed yourself to get consumed with natural things. And God says, I've already got you protected and covered. You in better hands than Allstate. See, believers, we have to keep that in mind. You must choose. This is a choice. We free will moral agents. We have a choice. God does not force us to believe in him. He's telling you what's required. It's necessary that we walk by faith, believing in him, and not by what you see. So what when you look at your credit score, you don't like what you see? It's not going to always be like that. So what somebody else got the house that you desired? Because there's another house, too, that God has for you that's going to blow your mind and going to make you forget all about the house you thought you just was so in need of. So what if somebody has got that nice car and you still desiring this other car right here and you haven't worked for it and you don't have proof of income? God is saying he's not moved by that. He don't need you to have proof of income with him. His law is over man's law. Walk by faith and not by sight. So what if that person just got engaged or they going through a courtship and you still single? Who God has for you, it takes time, because to much given, much is required. So what, the doctor's diagnosis still is saying positive. Walk by faith and not by sight. How do you think the paralytic man was healed? Because they did not choose to go by sight. Those folks literally walked by faith, took him up over the roof, and guess what he did? He walked up, literally. He got up and walked by faith still and was gone, healed and delivered. Healed. He picked up his mat and he walked by faith, even literally. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay, your child, somebody hit them and things like that. Walk by faith and not by sight. There's a wise way to do things. There's a way to, you have a choice to respond by the Spirit or react in your flesh. Walk by faith and not by sight. You cover your children, pray over your children, and you deal with things accordingly to the Word of God, even with the teachers and the principal. Hallelujah. Because that too shall pass and they won't go through it again. It won't always be like that. But everything happens for a reason. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. Regardless, family members who didn't even finish or complete high school or go to college or the military or nothing like that, they didn't do nothing with their life. God is saying, walk by faith and not by sight. That's not your story. That's not your story. I'm still going to get the glory out of you. That's not your story. So what if you stutter? So what if your learning is not the norm according to man? God is saying, walk by faith. Trust in me to do the work in your mind. I can do what they said was impossible. All I ask you to do is believe in me and recognize who I am, that I'm not like man, meaning human. I'm different. I don't do things the way you all do. I don't think the way you all do. My thoughts are not even where you all thoughts are. My thoughts are way higher. You all will have to come up where I'm at in my thinking. That's why I said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So what? Your cabinets may be empty. Glory be to God. Walk by faith. Start tapping them and opening your cabinets and speak food in there. Call forth the food from the north, east, south, and west. Start thanking God and praising him that the cabinets are all filled. Thank God for your dishes and your dish rag. And thank God that all your needs are met, that he's supplying all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank God for your new vehicle. Thank God that your children will be different and won't have to go through what you went through. Thank God for your spouse as a single person, as you're patiently waiting and laboring in ministry, not just sitting still doing nothing, going through the process, enduring, keeping your integrity. Thank God. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank God for your body and your bones coming into alignment, that you won't have to suffer no more, even as a woman when you have your monthly from PCOS or hirsutism. Thank God that it won't always be like that. And apply works with your faith. Hallelujah. Again, if you know anyone that would like to join in with us, amen, please have them dial 347 845-5416. Amen. And if you have a prayer request or know someone that needs prayer, you would like to ask a question or make a comment, please dial 1 and we'll answer you right away.
Praise God.
Amen. So, amen. Last verse here, James 2 and 24, Amplified Version. You see that a man, believer, is justified by works and not by faith alone. That is, by acts of obedience, a born-again believer reveals his faith. That's powerful. That's powerful. What God is saying to you tonight, beloved, is, yes, I know you're expecting me to do some things with anticipation and you're praising and worshiping me, but I don't just want you to naturally be still and don't do nothing. While you're waiting on me to do things and move on your behalf and manifest my soup upon your nature and reveal my true nature to you so you can taste and see that I'm good for yourself, I have some things I want you to do. I want you to begin to open up your mouth and speak faith. Build your faith up. I want you to go hunt for that house. Go claim the house. I don't care what the real estate agent said. I don't care what they said with the realtor people. You, if that's what your faith can wrap around, claim that house. Present it to me. Believe in me. When you come to me asking me about this house and putting it in my care, make sure you already have faith in me because I'm going to do what you're in need of, but you must believe in me. You must obey the acts that I tell you to do. God is going to give some of you even instructions. He's going to say, okay, this is what I want you to do. That's the car you desire. Go to this dealership. And if you desire to not have any payments, God is saying, okay, go to this person. Ask them what they're going to do with that vehicle. Tell them that in advance, you know that vehicle is going to be yours. And if they ask you, tell them that I am said so. Tell them capital G-O-D sent you. Tell them all about me. And I'm going to manifest them and back you up because you're doing things in acts of obedience. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Because this is how a born-again believer reveals his faith, according to James 2 and 24. See, he said, you're justified by your works and not by faith alone, meaning, yes, believe in me, but now you got to apply works with your faith. Works meaning get up and do something about it. Don't just sit there and expect it to come to you. Cause it to come to you even quicker and cause it to manifest. Cause me to move mightily for you by actually getting up and going and claiming it, putting a name on it, claim it. How much you need? What do you believe in me for? Do you need $20,000? You need $50,000? What do you need to happen to your, go to your bank account, start speaking the amount. Command it to come into the positive. Begin to speak favor over your bank account, favor over your PayPal account. Start bringing things subject. Rebuke debt. Start decreeing and declaring the word over your bank account concerning your student loans. Whatever it is, you're tired of things acting up in your house, begin to command them to be brought subject to the word. Apply works with your faith. You want that job? Go to that job. Stay on them. Call them. Talk to a certain person. Don't go by what a representative said. Talk to this person. I'm going to tell you who to talk to. When you talk to them, watch what's going to happen. Acts of obedience reveals our faith. Amen.
Amen.
So, again, we bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. That was James 2 and 24. Tonight, we came to you to encourage you. Amen. And if your faith, if you don't have any faith by now, oh, shame on you. You need a whooping. Hallelujah. Because, see, God has already shown you through Jesus Christ, if you read the word of God. Hallelujah. It's faith should have already been stemmed up in you. And, yes, we've all had letdowns and discouragements and appointments. But guess what? God never let us down. He wasn't the one who discouraged us, and he never will. And he'll never disappoint us. It's us that have to get an understanding of how God operates and how he flows and about his thoughts not being like our thoughts and neither are his ways like our ways. We have to come up higher, come up hither. We have to learn how to abide in him and him abide in us, that whatsoever you ask, that shall you receive. And so, again, we encourage you. Be encouraged on tonight. Amen. Keep your faith because some things are about to manifest for you by your acts of obedience, and we look forward to your testimonies. And if you need to give your life to Christ or rededicate yourself, we want to open up now and say repeat after us for salvation and or rededication. Father God, I come to you with a repentant heart. I confess, Lord, that I have sinned on purpose and not knowingly. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for every sin that I've committed on purpose and not knowingly. Tonight, Lord, in my new beginning, I give you my life. I rededicate my life back unto you and your son, Jesus Christ. I confess Jesus over my life as Lordship in Jesus' name. I believe that he died and rose for my sins. And so, Lord, tonight I surrender all. I yield completely. No more bucking, no more fighting, no more resisting, no more rebelling. Tonight, Lord, I say yes. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, I believe and receive. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. And thank you again for the radio station having us. We bless God for being God, for our ministry, Eagles Wings Ministries International, a church with and without walls, non-denominational, and our leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. I was your speaker, Prophet Gabrielle Bonner, on tonight. Love you all. God bless you.
feel like going on.